Hi, my name is Darren Joseph from HEJ.Tax. We're the team that seeks to demystify the sometimes confusing world of cross-border taxation. And today we have the honor and the privilege of having a conversation with Jonathan Brooks. Jonathan, would you please introduce yourself?
Thanks, Darren. That's very kind. My name's Jonathan Brooks. I'm a financial advisor with Hoxton Capital Management. And at Hoxton Capital, we've got regulated offices in different jurisdictions across the world, including the US, of course, the UK, throughout Europe, and the Middle East as well.
Okay, fantastic. How would you recommend someone treat their UK retirement accounts when moving back to the US from the UK?
That's very close to our heart, Darren. I've helped thousands of people do exactly that, not just returning US expats, but also British expats that have now moved to the US from the UK, who leave UK pensions behind them. And the reality is for many of them, they won't have a choice as to what they can do until they reach retirement age, because you can't access those funds earlier. So again, let's look at where they are held. Let's look at the type of pension that they have. Is this a final salary pension that's going to give a fixed income in retirement, that's potentially going to give me a fixed tax bill in retirement? Is it a pension that's invested in funds and shares that needs to be assessed against our risk profile, against our objectives? Is it the right currency? So they should review. But again, not necessarily just carte blanche cash in and create an unnecessary tax problem. We've mentioned the dual tax agreement between the UK and the US. It works both ways. So they shouldn't be treated any different from a retirement account, and made sure that they are used appropriately.
Okay, fantastic. And then from a tax compliance point of view, make sure that they work with a tax team who's familiar with both jurisdictions, because when they go to the average US tax practitioner, they may not understand international tax aspect. And there may be certain qualities within that UK retirement or investment product that would require special disclosure on their US tax returns.
And that's a really important point you make there, Darren, which is why we would like to work closely with you to make sure that the clients can get all that reporting done, because they don't want any surprises later down the line.
Absolutely. Jonathan, thank you very much for sharing so much of your insight. Now, if someone wanted to get in touch with you, what's the best way to reach you?
They can find us on hoxtoncapital.com or look for Jonathan Brooks on LinkedIn.
All right. Thank you very much.